Hi, I'm Patrick Ryan. I'm a Seattle native, lived in Seattle since graduating high school here, in the same house, went to UW, and my interest in Ask an Immigrant was just, it is so different from my life experience to meet someone who has, you know, traveled from another country, had to learn a new language, you know, that is a sense of adventurousness and bravery to me that I find very compelling. One of the main things that I found interesting was hearing a bit about the refugee experience, which I had no idea about.
Hi, my name is Elliot Omar. I lived in Seattle for the last almost 14 years, and I'm an immigrant, and really proud immigrant. When I heard about this Talk to an Immigrant experience on a radio show, I was like, wow, okay. Let me share my immigrant experience with my fellow citizens and neighbors, and I'm here to talk to Patrick about my experience and others in at this event. My immigrant experience so far has been really a positive experience. As an immigrant, as someone who came to this country as a refugee at an early age, a teenager, it's been really positive. Also, when you move to a new place, a new country, it's an extreme challenge. For one, you have to learn the basics from, you know, learning the language, you know, culture. It was really rough, but, you know, eventually, you know, as human beings, we are adaptable. We can adapt to changes, and I was able to adapt fairly quickly and learn the language and went to school. I went to University of Washington for my undergrad with an anthropology degree, and I went to University of Michigan, got my public health degree from there. In Northwest in general, I really never had any negative experience as an immigrant, and it's been really, really positive experience. In fact, even in U.S. in general, I mostly lived in Northwest and in the West, and I haven't had a really negative experience. In fact, it's really positive. One of the experiences that I had in America was when I was in Northern Michigan, a pretty rural place. I got stranded in the middle of a snowstorm, and I ran into a house, you know, walked a mile, you know, knocked a door and talked to see if people can help me out. And folks that never knew me and never met me, they were pretty welcoming and really helped me out and fed me and helped me out to get to where I need to go. That is really my experience as an immigrant. And especially in the Northwest, living here for almost, you know, 15 years, I've never really had negative experience, where there's always been a positive experience. As a immigrant, you hear a lot about, you know, people tend to focus on the negative issues most of the times. For one, that's what really cuts people's eyes. Like, yeah, this is the bad news, but people really never focus on the good side that are out there. I really use my immigrant experience to help me be a better citizen, and, you know, came here and I really, you know, struggled in the beginning. There's no clear path for me to be where I am today. I struggled early on learning how to read, how to write from day one, as soon as I got off the plane, and I got helped along the way. Nobody can be successful in life without receiving some sort of help, and I've had people that helped me along the way. That started with my uncle, who really took me in and be my, you know, mentor and father figure, to schools, people that really helped me, educated me, to, you know, mentors who really mentored me at when I was in community college, counselors when I was at UW, when I was in grad school. There's someone really along the way that really helped me in my immigrant experience. I'm always grateful for that on a daily basis. So again, my immigrant experience has been really extremely positive, and an amazing experience as an immigrant, and I'm grateful for being American, being an immigrant, and it's an amazing experience, really.
I have heard it said that a first-generation American is probably the most patriotic generation of the, based on they know what life could be without being in the U.S., as opposed to, you know, later generations who just take a certain amount for granted. And I have seen that myself with immigrants that I have personal relationships with. They're very pro U.S. because they know what things can be like with a corrupt government system, and you know what a corrupt government, you know, how much misery it can cause citizens. And fortunately, we're blessed in the U.S. with a system of law, and there's a general feeling that, you know, if you follow the rules, you can get ahead. It's based on your own work. And I think Ollie summed it up pretty well there.
I guess I'm lucky in many sense that I had mentors, people that really helped me as soon as I landed, you know, got off the plane, that helped me out the process of being an immigrant and coming to U.S. You know, people, like I said, people tend to focus in many ways on the negative, you know, aspect of what it's like to be an immigrant. We all have experience, but as a first generation American, I think that is the hardest part of that's one of the hardest things that I've experienced in my life. One, because I had to really struggle every single day as a immigrant, especially in early days where I had to learn how to read and write, where I had to basic stuff, where most of my colleagues were taught in like grade school. I didn't go to grade school. I was just in a refugee camp somewhere. Nobody, you know, took me to school. But from the day I came here as an immigrant, as a teenager, to the day I finished grad school, it took me nearly 20 years for me to navigate that whole system, education system, and to get my master's degree. So, you know, when I was sitting in a classroom and taking notes and talking to my professors, he probably didn't know, well, they don't know my experience as to, it's just another guy in a classroom. But, you know, again, being an immigrant, first generation, it is really one of the toughest experiences that I can share with anybody that will ask me about what it's like to be an immigrant. I remember when I was going to UW, I was going to school from between 7 to 2 o'clock, and then I have to go to work from 3 to 11, being as a security officer somewhere, because I had to do that because I didn't have anybody that support me or financially otherwise. But then I have to go to school and also have some sort of income, and financial aid wasn't going that far, so I had to fill the gap by having security job and doing work in somewhere, whereas in my colleagues, folks that are kids that I was in school with, they went partying next day or after class. For me, time to go to work. So I think that is my really immigrant experience, and it was really rough, but I think I'm glad I did what I did and gave me the privilege that I have today as an immigrant. Most people on the other side of the world would love to be in my shoes, but I'm really grateful for the opportunity that I was given to immigrate here, opportunity that I was given to really live one of the greatest countries on this earth. And I'm not saying that just because I'm an example of what it's like to live in a stable place and where I don't have to worry about my safety. I mean, I can't really say anything negative about my immigrant experience for many reasons. And for the work that I put into as a new person to this country, I'm always grateful, and That's one thing I will always teach my kids, like, listen, do you know what it takes for me to be here and reading this to you? It's a long story. And I'm also putting trying to put an ethnographic book together that will hopefully serve an example for other immigrants or teach my fellow Americans that show what it's like to be an immigrant or a refugee. And then not only that, after going through academia and also going back to where I'm from, in a sense, like tracing my my roots back to where I was from as an immigrant. So it was an amazing experience. Like I said, I'm glad to be here, really.